Hey y'all, welcome back to Bowls with the Bard. My name is Cakes, I am your host, and today we are talking to two actors from the 2024 season of the Colorado Shakespeare Festival, Noelia Antweiler and Ilana D'Angelo. We will be chatting about the other women in the Merry Wives of Windsor, meaning the women who are not the Merry Wives of Windsor, Mistress Quickly and Anne Page. But before we get to yapping about those characters, let's meet the lovely ladies who are playing them at the Colorado Shakespeare Festival this summer. All right, y'all. We are here with Noelia Antweiler, and we are talking Macbeth and the Merry Wives of Windsor. Noelia, would you like to introduce yourself and tell us what characters you're playing?
Yeah, so as Michaela said, I'm Noelia Antweiler. I use she, her pronouns. I am an actor. I'm also a circus artist. And this season at the Colorado Shakespeare Festival, I'm in both of the shows and the OP, the original practices show. So in Macbeth, I'm playing the first witch, the porter, and the gentlewoman, Lady Macbeth's gentlewoman. And then in The Merry Wives of Windsor, I'm playing Mistress Quickly and understudying Mrs. Page. And then in the OP, which is the Arden of Faversham, which opens on Sunday and closes on Sunday, just two shows, I'm playing Alice Arden.
Wow, amazing. So much to take on in one season.
It's a lot. My brain is so saturated, but it's great.
Oh my gosh, I'm jealous. Well, before we dive into talking about those characters, I am going to get a little high.
Yes.
Did you bring anything to indulge in while
I
we
brought some
that?
wine. It's some rosé. I'm gonna get nice and tipsy.
Beautiful. All right, y'all. We are here with Ilana D'Angelo. Ilana, would you like to introduce yourself and tell us who you are playing for CSF this summer?
Yes, definitely. Hi, everyone. I'm Ilana D'Angelo. I'm a girl. I'm an actress. I'm originally from Massachusetts. I got out to Colorado. I went to University of Northern Colorado. So that's what got me out here. Yeah, I love it here. I am playing Anne Page in Merry Wives. And I'm also the second sister in Macbeth, and also Pip the servant. He's a little servant boy, but I named him Pip. So that's really important to me that he gets mentioned. And yeah, I'm so excited to be here.
Awesome. We're so excited to have you. Well, Ilana, before we dive into talking about characters, I'm going to get a little high. Did you bring anything to indulge with today?
I did. I brought a cute little 5 milligram edible. Just
Ooh,
a little something, something. You know?
Beautiful.
Let's
we love
go.
It. All right, y'all. I am nice and toasty. Noelia sipped on some wine, and now we are ready to talk about Mistress Quickly. So, Noelia, to start, like, not a ton of people might know this play. So, can you tell us a little bit about who Mistress Quickly is and what she does?
Yeah. So, if I may just talk a little bit about Merry Wives as a whole, quickly.
Yeah, of course.
It's such a great show. It's really not done very much, and it has the most prose of any of Shakespeare's plays, which is really fun and challenging. And the rumor is, I don't know if this is true, and you might know more than I do on this, but the rumor is that Queen Elizabeth wanted Shakespeare to write a show about John Falstaff because she loved him in the Henrys. And so this was like kind of a gift to her. And so then a lot of the characters from the Henrys morphed over. And so the play itself is, you know, a comedy. John Falstaff, like the big fat knight, like that's always kind of the joke, comes to town and he's going to woo the two wealthiest women, Mrs. Ford and Mrs. Page, but he's not very smart. He writes them both the exact same letter with just their names changed out. And so they decide to get revenge on him. And so the play ensues. And then there's a subplot where Mrs. Page's daughter, Anne, is kind of trying to be married off, and her mom wants one guy, her dad wants another guy, and then she actually loves a third guy. And so Mistress Quickly comes into all of this as one of the suitor's employees. So there's Dr. Caius, who's French, and he's one of the people that's vying for Anne's heart. And Mistress Quickly works for him, but she also has like a little side business, and she's kind of working with both of the other suitors to get money. And she's telling them all, don't worry, you're gonna marry Anne. And at the same time, she's serving as kind of the go-between between the two wives and Falstaff, and kind of relaying messages about what they want him to know to him. Yeah.
A little bit of like the town gossip feel.
Yeah. Oh, totally. It's funny because I'd never read Merry Wives before this show. And so I don't know how it's normally played, but I'm playing her as like, yeah, the town gossip. And I've got, our production is set in the 70s, like a sitcom world. So I've got the Chrissy from Three's Company with the two pigtails that come down, and the big bangs. The wigs are so fun. The costumes are so fun. But I'm playing her as kind of like a Janice from Friends, like that kind of loud New York kind of esque. And just, it's just silly and fun. And I'm playing her as super flirty, like she likes all these men. She's really into Falstaff. She's the only one that's into
Oh,
Falstaff.
okay.
So, yeah.
I love it. I love it. Do you have a favorite part of playing her?
I think she's just sweet. She just makes me feel so much joy because she's like going after what she wants, but she's just a joy. My favorite part of the show is just talking to the audience. The director, Kevin Rich, has really encouraged us to speak to the audience and make them a part of it, as if they're the audience for a sitcom. And so I just love, she's so flirty and fun. And so just picking out people in the audience, and I do a little bit of talking to the audience in Macbeth too, but it's a different vibe. Whereas with this one, they're like, yes, they're always smiling at me. They're always ready to talk back. So it's just really fun. She's fun. And the costume is so fabulous. I wear these like huge Vince Camuto boots, and I just,
Oh.
I'm tall anyway. I'm 5'9" anyway. So then with those boots, I'm like 6 foot, and I'm just strutting around like a little peacock. Feels amazing.
Commanding that stage. I love
I love
it.
it. It's so fun.
Oh my gosh. Well, this character is a character who crosses multiple plays. We do get to see
Yes.
her in like the Henry Fours and I
Yes.
think Henry Five. But we don't get to see her in this play quite as much. We see her more in those histories. Like,
Yeah.
what do you think we lose by seeing this version of her less?
I mean, I think if I'm looking at it from the perspective that Shakespeare got asked to write this, then if I'm like putting myself in his brain or like ish, I would want to transfer all the characters over, but obviously this is a totally different bent and totally different story, different feel, everything. And so I think she just gets distilled down to kind of her function in this play. So she's less of a full, I mean, of course she's a full character, but it's written more as she's kind of a vehicle for things to happen instead of being like a central plot point. So I think that we lose maybe a little bit more of her story. However, it felt really important to me and Jacob, who's playing Falstaff, to kind of honor the Henrys. And in the Henrys, they end up together. She is with Pistol first, who makes a brief appearance in our play, and we have a little tete-a-tete as well, also as a nod to the Henrys. But she and Falstaff end up together after Pistol dies in the Henrys. And so at the end of the show, without giving any, it doesn't matter, but they've been flirting all show, and then he doesn't get the women, of course, because it's a comedy and they have to stay with their husbands. And literally at the very, very end, I like drag him upstage and like throw him down on a couch to like mount him to like take my man, which is our little nod to like the how it ends up in the Henrys in a very silly, ridiculous way. But I think she loses, like depth, but I don't, but it, but it doesn't really matter for this show. It's a different, yes, it's the same person, but it's really pretty different. And so yeah, I don't know, I was talking with a friend about this, about the two Falstaffs, like the Falstaff in the Henrys and the Falstaff in Merry Wives. And they're almost like completely different people with the same name. And so that's kind of how I'm approaching it with these little nods to the similarities. But yeah.
Oh, I love that. I love that you found that ending. I feel like I've seen some productions of Merry Wives that like try so hard to make the end feel joyous, but you're like, oh, but that was kind of mean. It was
Yeah,
kind of mean.
I know.
So knowing that he kind of gets a little bit of a happy ending
He
too.
does. And Jacob is so great. Like, as the curtain is coming down, he's like looking back at the audience, like, yeah, I got it. It's awesome. It's awesome. It's great.
Oh, I love it.
And I think, like, for a general audience, they're like, oh, this is silly. Great. These two have been flirting the whole play, whatever. But then for the like Shakespeare nerds, they're like, oh, I mean, that's kind of our goal is to add these little Easter eggs in.
That is beautiful. Oh, thank you so much for talking about Mistress Quickly.
Thank you for letting me ramble. I love her.
She's so underrated in the canon. I'm so glad you agree.
I agree. Yeah, totally. Yes.
Awesome. All right, y'all. We are back and we are going to talk a little bit about Anne Page. Ilana, who the heck is this chick and what does she do in this play?
Let me tell you something. This poor little girl, okay? Imagine a whole town of adults have nothing better to do than to sit and talk about how much money this like 16-year-old has or is going to inherit and how cute she is. Let's say it. She is that girl, okay? But like still weird that like all these adults just sit around talking about like who's gonna have her hand, you know? So that's Anne, you know, and she so basically she's kind of the secondary plot in the play. She's, you know, daughter to Mrs. Page, Mr. and Mrs. Page, and they're kind of like the family of the town. They're sort of like townies. They've been there for a while. Like they're Mr. and Mrs. Page are very like iconic couple sort of vibes. And Anne is lovely, for lack of a better word. She's lovely, she's rich, and it's like a big deal, like deciding, you know, the parents are like, well, who are we gonna set her up with? It doesn't even cross their mind that maybe she would have her own opinion. But like, I God forbid. I mean, come on now. So yeah, her mom wants to set her up with this French doctor who is quite older than her. And her dad wants her to be with this guy Slender, who is just like, he's a meeker guy, but and I know we're gonna get into like one of my favorite things about playing her, but I love what me and Christian Tripp found with Anne and Slender. That's one thing about our production that I love so much. Like in other productions that I've watched, you know, the relationship with them and like Slender's just kind of like Slender's weird, like whatever. But in our production, they kind of come to this mutual understanding, like, you don't want to marry me either, I don't want to marry you, but like we're friends still. And
Oh.
it's so beautiful, Michaela. I really, I like give Christian a beautiful hug. It's just so, it's very, very sweet. Yeah, so that's something that I really love about it. But anyway, I'm giving, oh my God, I'm giving away so much about the
No.
play. I'm so sorry.
You're okay.
I'm yapping. I'm a professional yapper, obviously. But yeah, so that's Anne, and she wants to marry Fenton. Fenton is her love, and you know, they knew each other when they were kids, and now they're grown up, and she really wants him. That's her guy, and her dad is not into it. You know, he's had a really hard past. He came from a lot of money, so my dad's like really worried about his intentions. But yeah, so that's Anne.
I love it. Well, you just mentioned what is your favorite part of playing this wonderful character?
I I jumped the damn gun. My favorite part about playing her, I do think it's kind of cool to have everyone talking about her all the time. And she's sort of like I don't give a fuck or a damn. She's sort of like, y'all are talking about me constantly. Name is always in everyone's mouth. And she's pretty headstrong and like, this is what she wants is to be with Fenton. So she's like, I know everyone's talking about what I'm gonna do with my life and who I'm gonna marry, but I'm gonna behind the scenes be hatching a plan. And thank God in our production too, they break up that last speech. So I get to say some things
Oh,
like me
that's
and Fenton.
nice.
I know. I was like, can you imagine? Like, because I was watching a production and it was just like Fenton's just doing this damn speech. And I'm like, sorry, boo. Like, respectively, boo. Like, please, for the love of God, let the girl talk. So, yeah, I love getting to come out at the end and say my piece, even though it's a hard bit in the show, because I feel like the audience is like, oh, this girl too, right? Yeah, but that those are some of my favorite things about Anne. Yeah, playing Anne, definitely. Yeah.
Hell yeah, hell yeah. She can be portrayed very much like your very stereotypical ingenue. Sounds like maybe we have a little bit less of that in this production, which is exciting.
Yes, it
In general, like, how do you feel she's different from some of
yeah.
Shakespeare's other ingenues?
So it's almost like I feel especially bad for her. Like, I really do, because when you think about the play, it's like, this probably is really scary for her. And it's like, this is happening amongst, you know, for lack of a better word, tomfoolery. Like, the town is like playing these damn tricks and games, and she's like, guys, like, this is my life. This is serious right now. Like, what am I supposed to do? And she talks so little. She talks so little, like, at least with like Olivia, Twelfth Night, like, even Diana and All's Well. I did that last time I was here. Like, they get to talk a little bit more. Well, I mean, substantially more. But yeah, so it's like you just feel bad because you're like, what? Oh, you poor thing. And so again, yeah, I'm so glad that I get that last speech because it, yeah, you just feel especially bad for her, I think.
Yeah, she really is like, I don't know, like she forges her own path for herself, but we never really get to see it happen.
Exactly. It's so even have you ever heard of the play Anne Page Hates Fun?
Oh no.
It's a play based off of Merry Wives, but it premiered, I guess, in 2019. Apparently in that play, she's not even married. So it's like you really don't even get to see her live the life with Fenton. It's really interesting. Let me find the author. Hold on. Amy Whitting. By Amy Whitting. Anne Page Hates Fun by Amy Whitting. Anyway, yeah, so I think that's so interesting. It is sad in a way, 'cause you don't get to see her live the life.
Yeah, huh. Very interesting. I'm gonna have to read that play.
Yeah.
So with that in mind, I mean, maybe this question won't apply, but we don't get to see her on stage very often. Some people probably never do. What do you
Yeah.
think we lose by not getting to see her?
What do we lose? I think we lose maybe a little hope. Because I think, you know, her ending is hopeful. And I think to not see the ending is losing a bit of hope. Yeah.
I think you're right.
But yeah, I do. I do really, really feel for her. And it's interesting because she doesn't talk, I let my imagination run so wild with her. And like, because our production is set in the 70s, I'm like, no, Anne is a fucking political anarchist.
Yeah.
She's fucking like burning the shit down. Like, that's who I believe in my heart of hearts, who Anne is. So, yeah.
I mean, that's the Anne I want to see.
Right.
So.
Exactly. And I do feel like our interpretation of her is more modern, for sure. I'm proud of it. I am. Yeah.
That's wonderful. If you enjoyed today's episode, you can follow Ilana, Noelia, and Bulls with the Bard at the handles either on your screen or in the description. The Colorado Shakespeare Festival runs until August 11th. As it stands, Macbeth is sold out. You can go to the Colorado Shakespeare Festival website and join a waitlist to hopefully see the show before the end of the run. While you're there, you can purchase tickets to the Merry Wives of Windsor, which has a limited number of seats remaining, so get on that quickly. And finally, tune in next week. We will be joined once again by Noelia and Ilana, but we will also be joined by their weird sister, Devi, to talk about those wonderful witches in Macbeth. Until then, bye all.
A thousand, thousand sighs to save, oh, lay me where sad true lover never find my grave to weep there.